Morning. Jangling of keys there because I'm off to pick my daughter up. Whoops. She's had a sleepover at her friend Abigail's, and it's always fascinating to go there because her family are Armenian, and I'm learning a lot about Armenian culture and Armenian food and all that kind of stuff. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And now it's day 12 of... I've been doing Veganuary. This isn't going to be a vegan podcast, don't worry. Just bits and pieces as I go and report in, because my daughter's been vegan for about 3 months, 4 months. Totally inspirational. And the way she thinks about it, the kind of person she is, she doesn't force it down people's throats. She's not worthy. She's aware that none of us have all the information and we're doing our best incrementally in whatever pocket of potential change we have control or access to. And in the case of the food that goes into your body, despite the extra effort it takes, obviously, to scry all of those ingredient lists and decode all of the kind of little gotchas and traps where animal products might be involved. I'm on day, whatever day it is, started on New Year's Day, which was really difficult because every cell in my being was screeching the word bacon in unison. I think it's the only word in the vocabulary, actually. But I've done it, and I tell you what, it feels great. And I am a meat eater, a big meat eater. So it's been a challenge. I like a challenge. But vegan technology, food technology, has come on a long way since my sister was a vegetarian back in the 90s, where you had access to various cardboard tasting products. And that wasn't easy. But she still did it back in the day. So more kudos to my sister Jenny in Australia. She lives in Brisbane. So yeah, I mean, I feel clean. And I run, so I can report that there's no loss of energy. Anyone who's trying to do it, I would recommend a supplement called Veg One. Some of the things you need to look out for are, I think it's B12, which you can only get from animal products. Everything else, if you eat the right diet, you're cool. If you're an old git like me, the one thing to look out for apparently is over the age of 30, the body starts to mine calcium from your bones for use throughout the body. So eat lots of the horrific stuff, kale, broccoli, maybe get a calcium supplement. But anyway, I've got the weird feeling, which no one expected, I don't think, in my family, or anyone who knows me or has eaten out with me, that I may continue this for good. Anyway, need to get on the road, going to the beautiful village of Brockham, which is where they hold annually, I think now, the biggest firework display in England, the biggest bonfire for sure, to pick up Heidi from her Armenian friend, and they're getting ready for the cascade of logistics that prefaces getting two kids ready for school in the 21st century. Yep, if I can even remember how to turn the phone off, I'll speak to you all later.